And just to wrap things up with the manager's report, I'd like to hand things off to our city assessor, Mike Burns, and our treasurer, Bob Gauthier. We had mentioned a couple of weeks ago we wanted to make a presentation to explain to you all and for the public what the revaluation process looks like and what it means and how it impacts the budget, as well as how the tax cap formula works, and then a quick update on where we are in the budget process. If you wouldn't mind Mike and Bob coming up and doing that, we can get everybody updated on those projects.
Give me a moment, please. There we go. Okay. Good evening, everybody. I'm Michael Burns, the assessor for the city of Auburn, and the manager and council have asked me to give us an update on what's going on with the 2017 citywide reappraisal. We are completed as far as the actual physical going out and looking at properties. We did that from June 1st of 2017, and we actually got off the road on January 1st, 2018.
Here you go, Michael.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Okay, thank you. Okay. All right, and this presentation, we'll look over the percent change analysis. We'll look at the pre-Board of Assessment review totals so far that we have to date. We're going to look at the tax rate formula, the tax cap formula, and I want to stress that all of this is a snapshot in time because the final numbers are not quite done yet, and I'll explain that later. But our 2018 stated level of assessment for the 2018-19 roll year is 100%. We've notified the county and the state of that at this stage. The reappraisal commenced on June 1st, 2017. As I said before, it completed January 1st, 2018. There was 9,153 parcels that we reviewed, and change of assessment notices were sent out on every one. They went out on January 10th, 2018. With the help of the comptroller's office, after we mailed out the change of assessment notices, We invited people to come in and talk to us if they felt the value was off, or if they just wanted information on how we arrived at the value. We had 440 citizens come in for informal hearings, and with the help of the comptroller's and treasurer's office, we were able to handle that, and we did it in the from February 5th through February 16th, 2018. It took us 2 weeks. Once we move through that, we go into what's known as the tentative roll. The tentative roll, after the 440 decisions that we looked at, was published on March 15th. Then, at that point in time, the people were notified of the informal decisions, and they have a right at that point in time to go to the Board of Assessment Review, which is a quasi-judicial board appointed by City Council, 3-year terms, and they take continuing education every cycle. That was held from April 2nd through April 13th this year. The members of the board, Christy Prospera was the chairman, Audrey Iwanicki, and Mark Stapira. For that 2-week period, we had approximately 160 formal hearings. Out of this, there were 32 mail-ins. Most of the mail-ins come from large corporations, Rite Aid, Walgreens, Walmart, banks, fast food restaurants. They find it more convenient to mail in. Typically, they'll send in information, but if there's information lacking and the bar needs more information, then they need to send out a request for information. And those were all due last Friday, April 27th. Commencing on Tuesday, they had received all the information, and they have been meeting Tuesday, Wednesday, and today. They are done. They finished up all the hearings. The next step is for us to take the information from those hearings, their decisions, and make a log, enter that log into the computer, and go back. They will go back into executive session and vote on each and every hearing, which is documented. We then provide a change list to the board. They sign off on it, and then on the final executive session, which will be probably next week, I'm hoping, Tuesday, and then we enter them all into the computer at that time, and that by next week, Thursday, I should have the final numbers as far as what the totals will be. But for now, so far, the numbers are 5,776 went up in value, parcels of property. 2,602 went down in value because we're doing an individual appraisal on every property. 745 were no change. And then we also added 30 new parcels, and that's a result of splits and merges. And feel free to interrupt any time if you have questions.
Mike, could you elaborate a little more on that in regards to the 30 new parcels? You mentioned splits, and could you just elaborate a little more what that may be?
Well, what that means is if there is an existing parcel, for example, and they had a lot next door, okay? And a lot of times we had a lot of vacant lots that were assessed that are costing people money in taxes. They can merge that lot in with their house, and it'll actually make the cumulative value go down. So I encouraged that this round of assessment. We had the planning department identify all the lots in the city that could be buildable, and then when we valued them, we also let the owners know that this is a possible lot that can be merged in. So that's how we created 30 new lots this year. So once we are all done for the tentative roll, okay, this is before the Board of Assessment review, the 2018 numbers, this is the total value of the city, is $1.6 billion roughly, almost $1.602 billion. In 2017, before the reval, based on 2014 values, it was 1.519. The difference is roughly around $82.5 million we added in value to the city through the market changes, about 5.4% so far. Now, the main number that we're going to use in the budget calculations is the taxable value, and that's the value of the city after we take off all the exemptions, all the veterans exemptions, the non-for-profits, the government buildings, and that roughly is about 34% of the value. So that brings us down to a value for 2018 so far of $1,056,991,174. In 2017, that was $992,689. So far we've gained about $64.3 million in taxable value, which is a change of about 6.5% positive change. Now, the next step, we would look at the tax rate calculation formula. A couple terms I wanted to make everybody aware of. The tax levy is the amount to be raised by the budget. This is a function of the manager, the comptroller, and the city council. This is your budget. The taxable value is the value of all the property after exemptions. I'll go back. That's at $1,056,000,000. The millage, or the rate, is the rate per thousand. After we do the calculations, we're all going to get together before Bob sends out the bills, and we're going to come up with a rate. So the tax levy divided by the total taxable value equals the tax rate. Any questions? Now we're going to get into the levy limit calculations, which was part of that revenue or the tax levy. And the state provides tax rate-based growth factors, receivables, formulas that we have to follow that Bob is going to take over at this stage and explain those.
Yep. Okay, picking up where Mike left off, this calculation that the state makes us do basically limits you to what you can raise for property taxes to balance your budget. This is what they call the 2% cap, but being a state, it's not exactly 2% because of these certain factors. Basically, you start off with last year's fiscal year-end property tax levy. Then there's two growth factors that are calculated by the state, the tax base growth factor and allowable levy growth factor, which is just over 1%. They're not huge numbers. And the other items that they factor in is a difference in your pilots from last year to this year, which is a decrease of $100,000 for us. And due to the fact that you guys have been under the 2% cap for a couple of years, we do have $180,000 carryover from last year, which gets us a total of close to about $12.5 million that we can raise, which is an increase of $560,000 or 4.72% actual 2% cap. I know that seems confusing, but that's the state, and this is how the calculation is, and this is what we got to follow.
Well, actually, it's because we had a 0% tax.
Right. That's your 180
raise last year.
Right.
If you divide that in two, 4.72%, you'll get closer to 2%.
Double, yep.
It'll make more sense to the general public if the reason that they understand that that cap is at 4.72%. The average is 2% over time, and that's what they're aiming at with this.
And due to the fact that you have different beginning numbers, that's why it's a little bit off, but that's correct. Yep.
Mr. Gauthier?
Yes.
The carryover of $180,000, how do they determine that? Is it simply from last year?
Yeah, from the prior year.
Okay. Okay.
And then here's the estimated tax rate calculation. Like Mike said, we're not done because of all the bar review. Basically, we have right now $12,433,000 estimated to balance the budget that we'll do for the tax bills. And we use the estimated taxable value of $1,050,000,000, which is a reduction of about $7 million, just to give us a number in case of where the bar comes in. So that would be an estimated tax rate of $11.84 per thousand. And we just showed an example here for a $100,000 house. If they were $100,000 last year and again this year in the reval, they would have paid $12 less this year. That's if they stay the same. But you got to, of course, a reval, everyone's going to be different. So it's kind of hard to, you know, speculate exactly where they went, you know. Not getting too detailed into that. I'm not sure if you have any questions on that for me or Mike.
Not to beat it, but to repeat it, mm-hmm. because it is hard to, everybody can't assume that they're the same as their neighbor. Every house is done, and this calculation will impact your tax, what your taxes will be.
Correct.
It'll be different for everyone.
It's the best way to look at it is it's your total piece of the pie. Like Mike said, it's going up 6%. So basically, whatever you individually did, if you went up less than the 6%, your piece of the pie of the taxes are going to be less. If you went up more, your piece of that pie is going to be larger, so your taxes are going to go up instead of down. Okay. So if you stayed exactly the same, you can figure out from the 100,000, you know, it's basically the same, little savings.
Thank you.
All right. All right. That's it for this presentation. We'll move on to the final proposed budget. All right. Basically, this is just a presentation that we provided to you with the initial proposed budget, and we're just going to highlight some changes, which, uniquely enough, there was not many changes from what you guys did propose and what was cut by the city manager. It kind of evened out for the most part. The general fund, it's about down 30,000, still about a 1% increase over last year. The gap was initially 560,000. Like I said, now it's about 530. And with that being said, there needed to be a tax increase of 4.7%, which, as you just saw, it's going to be below the tax cap for the state, which that will raise the 530,000 to balance the budget without the use of fund balance. Again, keeping it in compliance with the five-year plan and also, again, under state cap. So here we got some items. Basically, the health insurance we've talked about and the collective bargain agreements that you guys came to agreement in this year really helped us know exactly what the salaries are going to be going forward. So that's helped out, and we have the transfers and, again, the contractual salaries. There's not a lot of changes. Look, here's a 4.7 increase. It's under the tax cap margin. The one change we did do, as I spoke to you before, I was going to look at the sales tax, and we do have a considerable increase each month, so we decided we were safe to bring it up. It's a 3.75 increase over the prior year budget, but it's about a 2% increase over what I'm estimating we're going to collect by year end. So it's not as significant as it seems, but compared to the budget, it's 3.75. So that helped keep the tax rate down. The pilot was reduced by 150,000 from 600 to 450. And basically what that was Gould's Pump Xylem came off and became taxable. So instead of being paid as a pilot, it's in the tax revenue. And as you can see here, there's actually no change in the other funds. Between what you guys wanted to add and the manager's changes, it all netted out to be in the same budget. So we have no changes proposed to any of those from when we initially spoke. And again, everything's, like I said, the same. Everything's balanced. A couple use a small use of fund balance. Most don't. Most are just budgeted with their cash flow. Like I say, nothing changes. Here are some of the notable changes, though, that we did have. There was a removal of the proposed engineering technician. We took that out, so that reduced it by 35,000. Again, the parking garage, we wanted to add someone to kind of float in between. We decided not to do that, so reduced it by about 17,000. We did put back in the police vests for 23,000. And your guys' request to do the public arts, we put back in the 20,000. And everyone seemed on board with giving planning and city clerk interns for the summer for $12,000. I don't know if anyone has any other questions.
That number seems low for the parking garage position, if it was a full-time position.
But it's just it was a comparison between what's there now, because you already have some expenses compared to what it would have been that with the full-time guy there. Because I think Mike was using them in two spots.
We'll check into it. I'll get you clarification.
Okay. Yeah. But right now we have a bunch of part-timers that add up to the difference of full-time. Anything else? That's it.
I could just ask a general question for Mr. Burns.
Sure.
The increase in total assessed value of $82 million, I mean, that looks like a good number to me. It's almost a 5.5% increase. How does that compare to the last time that we did a reassessment?
You know, I don't know. I would have to check into that, Counselor. I can get that for you. Let me make a note of that.
Okay. Thank you.
That'd be 13 to 14, 2000. I'll find out.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else?
All set, Counsel. Counselor.
I again would like to make the point that 4.70% seems like a lot, but the fact that we were at 0% last year, we really, some mathematically, the cows do come, or the crows do come home to roost, if you will. The cows would be a different story. But 2.35% becomes the average over 2 years. And the formula is confusing, but it does work out over time that it's going to be the average of 2% per year is the tax cap even if it bounces around above and below. So if we had raised it 2% last year, then that tax increase that would be allowable would look closer to 2%. So just for everybody here, but also for the general public, who the people who are watching at home, if you will.
All set. Mr. Dygert, back to you.
That was it.
That was it.